Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, joining us, talking about the cattle on feed numbers released Friday afternoon. We're back with Tom in just a moment. Neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Go Bob Pipe and Steel. When Bob Studebaker of Go Bob sat down with me, the first thing that jumped out at me is his commitment of doing a job right. He only sells products that'll last for a long time.
Products that are cheaper in the long run because you don't end up with a junk pile of bent up gates or bent up panels or old hay feeders or a feed trough that cow, you bought it one day and cow stepped on it and it was gone the next.
The folks at Go Bob Pipe and Steel know their stuff and they'll match the product with the job that you need done.
We've even come up with a strength rating system, and so we recommend different weights of pipe for different applications. You know, on a perimeter fence, you don't need as heavy a pipe as you do in the corral where you're putting pressure against it.
They've got indestructible hay feeders, flatbed trailers, fencing, and you can build your dream corral online at GoBobPipe.com. Call them 877-851-2365, Go Bob Pipe and Steel. USDA releasing cattle on feed numbers on Friday afternoon. The November 1st report coming out on Friday, November 22nd. And Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, joining us right now. Tom, why don't you give us an overview of the numbers that came out from USDA here on this Friday afternoon?
Well, it looks like our numbers came in almost exactly what the trade average estimates were. November on feed, 94%. They was looking for 94.2%. This equals 10.607 million head of cattle placed on feed, or I should say on feed. And this is 8.1% below the three-year average, 6.5% below the five-year average. Kansas was down 8%, Texas down 5%, Nebraska down 4% on feed versus a year ago. This is also the second smallest November on feed of the past 18 years. October placements came in at 110%, exactly what the trade was looking for. This equals 2.394 million head of cattle being placed on feed. It is 1% lower than the five-year average. This is the second lowest placement number of the past 18 years. Only last year was lower. It was also the largest monthly placement number of the past 24 months. Nebraska was up 7%, Texas up 18%, and Kansas up 24% on placements versus a year ago. When you look at the weight breakdown of the placements, under 600-pound category was up 5.9%, 600-pound to 699-pound up 15.6%, 700 to 799-pound up 17.2%, and 800-plus placements up 3.6% versus a year ago. The October marketings, 101% of a year ago. They was looking for 101.5%. This meant we marketed 1.856 million head of cattle. This is 4% above both the 3- and 5-year averages. This is the second largest October marketing number of the past 11 years. Kansas was up 10%, Nebraska up 7%, and Texas was unchanged on their marketing compared to a year ago. Now, we also had a cold storage report come out this afternoon. It showed the beef stocks virtually unchanged from last month, but 3.1% higher than a year ago. Now, you got to look at everything out there. Cash, it looks like this week's going to be pretty much a dollar lower than last week. 131 seems to be the highest we've seen so far. Boxed beef has been trending lower. The futures took a big hit back on Monday and Tuesday. We've only gained back a small amount of that. And next week, we only have 3.5 trading sessions due to the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday. Monday, we could see a slightly mixed opening. I don't see anything big about this report one way or the other.
Tom, read one report that the concern about beef demand might actually trump these cattle on feed numbers this coming week. What do you think?
Beef demand is still a very large concern, Ron, and if the consumer don't have the money to buy the beef, that means it backs up into our feed yards. That means packers pay less. That could be a devastating effect if that does work out that way down the road.
Tom, one other question in regards to these cattle placed during the month of October. Cheaper corn prices, most certainly than a year ago, by a couple of dollars at least. Is that a factor in these placements?
Compared to a year ago, Ron, I think that has made a huge amount of difference out there. Lowering that cost of gain considerable makes it a better option to be able to put them in the feed yards right at the moment.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodities. Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.